If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
I realized I had this treasure trove of books in my mom's old office in the attic.
Wow, this room hasn't changed in years, Arya. It's exactly the same as when we used to play on the floor while your mom was working or reading.
The Rishiji said I need to pick my anarchist and follow their trail. And I've picked Parshuram. But where in this infinite reality would I find him? Maybe meditation would help. I could escape the prison of my body and access the entire universe and everything that exists within it. With my eyes closed, I was in the process of holding my eighth chakra when everything suddenly went quiet and the sound of waves filled my ears. I could feel parts of myself flinging off into the air like popcorn popping without the lid on. I rematerialized in a space where a group of men was seated in a circle like the Roman Senate or something. And before I could say a word, an energy boomed through my body and broke the deafening silence, begging for me to find the answers within myself. I was with the immortals of Indic wisdom. Each represents a different attribute of man, which as long as they live, will exist amongst humanity. The eight men huddled around the flames of a white fire, engaged in a deep conversation. Of course I recognized Hanuman, the Vanar warrior of the Ramayana, and next to him I saw Parshuram, the unmistakable physique of the man with the axe. I reached my fingers towards him, but there was an invisible force stopping me, like a wall of glass. I tried to reach out for Hanuman with my Brahman Shakti, but once again, my fingers were obstructed by some invisible wall. Ugh, what can I do now? I tried to pick an anarchist to follow, but something isn't letting me. If it isn't Parshuram or Hanuman, then which one will lead me into the story of preservation? I tried to listen to them more closely for any hints I could pick up.
The powers that be want to change the story.
This is Kripacharya, the one with the white dhoti and a spear in his left hand. He's a seasoned seer, just like the Rishiji, and the priestly advisor to the princes in the Mahabharata, known for being impartial.
How anyone can spread hatred against such a noble concept is beyond me.
The central theme behind Onam is to strive to be fair and treat every human being as equal.
I think that's Mahabali with his hands folded in the Anjali Mudra prayer pose, seated right next to Hanuman.
The aim is to invite people of lower social status to your dining table on Onam Day to partake in Onam Sadhya, the celebratory feast, with you and your family. It's the spirit behind the holiday.
And that of King Rule.
That over there, that's Vibhishan, Ravan's brother. I knew about him from the Ramayana, Ma's book about Ram's battles against the demons. I remembered that he surrendered to Ram just before his battle with Ravan. I learned so many powerful lessons from that book.
But as long as we can uphold the tradition of equality among the people, why does it matter who the hero of the story is?
Because it hurts the sentiments of the people. The fact that Vaman is a Brahmin does not qualify him to become the hero of the story. I say this as a Brahmin myself. And furthermore, who are the local rulers to overturn the order of society by manipulating a myth thousands of years after its creation?
I agree with Kripacharya.
And from the sores and ulcers that covered his skin, I knew this must be Ashwatthama.
It isn't the first time that people and publications attached with the current rule have tried to apply a Vaman-oriented reading on the Onam festival. But Onam is about the homecoming of our brother here. It cannot, should not, must not be rewritten at will.
I tried to remember what I knew about Mahabali. He was the ruler of anti-gods, or asuras. He's banished to the underworld by one of the avatars of Vishnu called Vaman. The name rang a bell, but I just couldn't quite picture him. I was more focused on the exception to Mahabali's banishment. Each year during this time, Mahabali gets to return to his home, Onam, to visit his people for the official festival of Kerala. Unconsciously, perhaps, or consciously, I don't know, I reached my fingers towards him. But once again, I felt the barrier between us. But it began to change, turning into something flexible enough to allow my fingers to just touch his shoulder.
Ugh, what's that?
He flicked my finger away like it was a bug. I reached out again, touching his other shoulder, applying more force this time, and once again I was able to get his attention, but with nothing more than the pressure of a mosquito. Mahabali looked over to where my fingers were hovering. He could detect their energy, even if he couldn't see them. I needed to seize this sign and make my choice to follow him. He met the eyes of all the other council members, one by one.
Onam starts a short time from now. It's time for me to prepare to go home.
I knew what I had to do. If he was going home, I would join him. So I took a deep breath, way down to my belly, and I began to focus inwards. And in a matter of moments, the brilliant white light of creation energy haloed my entire being. And I was on my way to follow Mahabali to Onam.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Excuse me. Where are we exactly?
We're on the southern side of Thrissur. Ah, the confetti. Let the party begin.
Whoa.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.